Hey amazing parents, welcome to the Parenting Teen Solutions podcast, where we explore the challenges and joys of raising teenagers in today's world. I am your host, Fina Chichi, and I'm thrilled to have you join us for another episode packed with valuable insights and practical solutions. You and I know that parenting teenagers can be a wild roller coaster ride full of twists and turns. But here on this podcast, we're committed to helping you navigate this exciting journey. We believe that with the right knowledge, tools, and support, you can not only survive, but actually thrive during these transformative years. Whether you're a parent, a guardian, a mentor, or anyone invested in the well-being of teens, you will find something here to inspire, inform, and empower you. Each episode, we bring you with actionable advice to help you build that stronger relationship and connection with your teenagers and foster their growth into confident, resilient individuals. So if you've ever wondered how to communicate effectively with your teens, manage those tricky conflicts, navigate the challenges of technology and social media, or simply find moments of joy and connections amidst the chaos, you have come to the right place. We're here to provide you with the strategies and support you need. But before we dive into today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss an update. And if you find our content valuable, please leave us a review. Your feedback helps us reach more parents and caregivers who can benefit from our insights. Now, let's get started with another episode of the Parenting Teens podcast. Stay tuned for an engaging conversation that will leave you feeling inspired, equipped to tackle the challenges of parenting teens head on. Hey, amazing parents, how are you all doing? I trust you've had a great start to your week. So over the weekend, I was speaking to a parent of a 14-year-old. And this parent said, Fina, if I can get some peace of mind through this parenting journey, I will be the happiest parent alive. And it just got me thinking, what is peace of mind in parenting? Because your version of peace of mind in parenting may be different from my version of peace of mind in parenting. But I think through it all, in all of our desires as parents of teenagers, there is a yearning for peace of mind so that we're not having to worry about what they're doing out there, because we're not with them 24/7. We're not with them 24/7. I wonder what it's like to have peace of mind in parenting. So let's kind of explore what this looks like. What does it look like? What does it mean? And why is it worth thriving for? Why should we bother about thriving for peace of mind in parenting? So I kind of was just thinking about it, and I said, peace of mind in parenting is not a state of perfection, because perfection doesn't exist in parenting. Perfection is an illusion. Peace of mind in parenting for me will be finding that calm space in the midst of the issues, in the midst of life storms, in the midst of the relationship issues we find ourselves with, or with the work issues we find ourselves with, finding a calm harbor, space, moment. And it's the buildup of these calm states and moments that bring about this peace of mind that we're talking about. It's that kind of reassuring feeling that despite the ups and downs that we're navigating, despite the ups and downs we're going through, one minute our teens are in a great mood, the next minute they're in a lower mood, despite the imperfections, knowing that in our hearts, we are pulling out our best foot forward all the time. Also, It's also knowing that we're not comparing ourselves to other parents and other situations. That's where this peace of mind in parenting, that's what it can mean. So what does it look like? For me, let's think about something. Just picture this in your mind. You have an open conversation, open communication with your teenagers, where your teenagers feel heard and understood, where you talk about the boundaries in a collaborative way and they support you, where you look at their mistakes as opportunities of growth, where all of us are being celebrated in the homes, both big and small successes, we're celebrating it. And we're creating these memories. We're correcting without criticisms. We're communicating in non-judgmental manners. That's what peace of mind in parenting can look like. And so what are the kind of things that we can do to actually have this peace of mind in parenting? What are the kind of things that we can do? And then I'm also going to share with you some obstacles that can get in the way of having this peace of mind in parenting. I've just mentioned it about open communication. I think that's one of the biggest parts of having this peace of mind in parenting. If we can learn to have open communication with our teenagers, where they can feel supported, they can feel listened to, and we can feel listened to as well. Because the more we listen to them, the more we model what listening means to them, the more they can then listen to us and we can have this collaborative and open communication with them. That's one of the ways to build this peace in parenting. Another piece is having a balanced approach, striking a balance between boundaries and allowing for their independence. That's a little bit of a struggle area that I find many parents get themselves in or catch themselves in, where it's between how do I set boundaries and how do I start letting go and allowing this independence that our teenagers are actually yearning and yearning for. What is that balanced approach? And again, for me, that balanced approach comes in that open communication. It's very connected to the open communication and being flexible and understanding their needs and their personality. So there's a lot of observing that happens in parenting teens. And the more we observe, the more we then know when it is to start letting go of some controls and really supporting their independence. Really, really important to have that balanced approach. Quality time with our teenagers is very important as well. I still do that up to today where we catch at least 10 minutes every day, where we catch at least 10 minutes. Sometimes it's not up to 10 minutes. We just catch a moment where we have conversations with each other. How are you? How are you doing? How is it going? What are you working on? And just have regular conversations. It could even be a moment where when my son was at home, he would just say something about his sports or something that happened in the game. And we'll just talk about that and that will be it. My daughter can come and say something about rehearsals that they were doing, how someone said this, how someone did that, and we'll just talk about that. The quality time is not a time for corrections. It's not a time for lecturing. Really keep all of that out of the way in the quality time. Let the quality time be about what they want, that conversation they're having with you, that stuff that is going on that they want. You know, they're watching a TikTok video and you're there watching it with them, and we leave it as that quality. Quality means that anything about correction is away from it. We're not correcting in that moment. Leave corrections to another moment. This is how our teenagers start to actually look forward more to the quality times. And if you have more than one teenager, please try to spend that quality time with each of them individually. You can also still have the time where you spend with all of them, but please create some time, please, as one-on-one with each of your teenagers. It goes a long way to getting you to have that peace of mind that you deserve. The last point I was going to make here is self-care. There's nothing that we do in parenting that will work without us prioritizing self-care. Self-care is the biggest thing we can do for ourselves and for our children. Because by taking care of our own well-being, then we come out, we show up in a more healthy state of mind. We're then open to hear them. We're then open to understand them. We're then open to really make them feel heard, because we have taken care of our own well-being. How do you take care of your well-being? One of my biggest practices is having a gratitude journal. I practice gratitude every day. I write at least 5 things I'm grateful for every day. And then I say some affirmations to myself, because it just helps me, keeps me balanced in my state of mind, so that when my daughter comes to talk to me, I am ready. When my son calls me, I am ready, because I've taken care of myself first. So those are the points I want to share with us, that we can kind of practice these things on a daily basis, so that it helps us achieve that goal of peace of mind in parenting. What are some things that can actually get in the way? Parenting guilt can get in the way of finding this peace of mind in parenting. Sometimes we feel guilty that we're not spending enough time, or that we're making mistakes, or the mistakes we made in the past, we keep bringing it over and over again. It's time for us to let go of the parenting guilt. Our children benefit from us when we learn to accept our mistakes, keep ourselves accountable, and pursue the continuous changes, apologize where needed, and continue to evolve in our parenting. That's what works for our children, not the parenting guilt, not the looking back and staying in the mistakes that we've made. None of us are perfect. So it's so important for us to really have this peace of mind in parenting. We have to let go of the parenting guilt. Another point is that we've got to let go of comparisons, societal expectations, cultural norms, and pressures that we put on ourselves to meet certain standards. This can all cause stress for us as parents. So we have to learn to actually focus on our own individual family. Focus on your children so that you don't hinder that peace of mind. Very important to do that. And the last point I was going to make here that gets in the way of our peace of mind is the different parenting style conflicts that comes across between you and your partner having different parenting styles. And I'm going to kind of talk about this as a separate topic later on, in one of the episodes we have before the end of the year. I'm going to speak about that, the conflicts we have in the different parenting styles that could also get in the way of this peace of mind in parenting. And one of the things I want to just share on this point is that every parent, do your best to be your best. Do your best to be your best. And don't stress out about what the other person is not doing right. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it's hurtful. Yes, it hurts. But focus on what you are bringing to the table. Focus on the positivity that you are bringing to the table. Focus on the best practices that you are bringing to the table. It's better for our children to have at least one best practice than have none at all. So if we keep having arguments about these differences in parenting styles, then we're causing more chaos as well for our children. So rather than get involved and get trapped in the arguments that come with these differences in parenting styles, focus on being the best with your best practice. Let your children experience the best from you. And let it be consistent enough for them. That's how you keep the peace in your mind. And because you've kept the peace in your mind, you also bring the best out as a parent to your children. And it's a win-win. So what are you going to do this week to maintain a peace of mind in parenting? What are you going to do this week
to avoid the pitfalls that gets in the way of parenting in peace. And what does parenting in peace, what does parenting with a peaceful mind, what does parenting in peace look like for you? Write those down, reflect on them, and go make your week count with striving for that peace of mind in parenting. I trust this helps. You take care and have a fantastic, fantastic week ahead. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, amazing parents, I trust that you got a lot of value out of this episode. Please do share with us what you've gained from it, what you've learned from it, what you've also even unlearned from the things that we share here on the podcast. I hear from parents every day on what they've learned from it and how it has helped them. And it really gladdens my heart for that, because I share these topics with a big, big passion. I love the concept of parenting. I just love the impact that we make on our children's lives. So yes, please continue to share as I continue to share different topics on this platform. Awesome. And do follow us if you're on Instagram. Do follow us on Instagram at Parenting Teen Solutions. And on Facebook, we have a group called Parenting Teen Solutions as well. So do join us there, where we share more and talk about more. And if you've got questions, please do bring your questions. There's nothing like a stupid question. Please do bring your questions so that we can all help each other as we journey through this teens to young adulthood to adulthood journey with our children. It's an amazing journey. It can be challenging, but when we all do it together, then it works. Okay, so I will talk to you soon. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.